Sunburned and sore, Martin Strella Slovenia began day 21 smiling. He's got a big swim ahead, both today and farther down the river.
Many lakes, many dams, and after St. Louis, yeah, snakes, maybe alligators, a lot of traffic, long ships, big sun, strong sun, very hot. Today, good day, I'm very happy here, Winona.
He doesn't let on that he's in any pain, but his crew says he has trouble sleeping for more than 4 hours a night. Martin's son, Bort, says he's seen his father swim the length of the Danube. He holds the world record for swimming the longest distance nonstop. Bort's confident his dad will make it to New Orleans on schedule. He laughs when asked if his dad is crazy.
For me, not crazy, because I know him. But for the other people who don't know him, think that this is crazy idea, this is crazy distance, and but you can see, it's possible to do it.
Would you ever do anything like this?
No.
Bort is part of the 6-member support team. Some travel with Martin in kayaks, others drive along in the support van. Team member David Hale says Strell has the right attitude, mind over body.
After watching him swim the upper part of the river, it erased any doubts in my mind. He's a real athlete. Every day, it seems like he gets stronger. He's a machine.
But Strell says this swim is about more than athleticism. He's trying to send a message of friendship, peace, and the importance of clean rivers. Standing on land, Strell looks out of his element. He's eager to get started on his 11-hour daily swim. But first, he and his crew take a tour of Winona Canoe, one of Strell's sponsors. Company owner Mike Chikanowski shows Strell and his team how his canoes are made.
Every boat is totally handmade. There's probably, in a big canoe, 80 pieces of material, full-size lengths or little end pieces. When they get done, they'll look roughly like this.
Winona donated the canoes, which are a vital part of the swim. Crew member Matthew Malky's job is to keep Strell out of danger.
We're kind of his eyes and his ears. He's got his head down all the time. He can't just look up and see where he's going. So what we do is we have one man on either side to keep him in a straight line and another man out front to kind of look for any obstacles that Martin might encounter.
Malky says Strell's already made it through some of the biggest challenges of the trip. Strell battled 4-foot waves for 11 hours on Lake Pepin. But Malky says the worst part of the river would be at the end of Strell's journey.
There's an area down in New Orleans called Cancer Alley, and it's what they refer to as a dead zone. It's about 80 miles of oil, pollution, alligators. It's just awful. And it's something that we're going to be a little nervous about when we get there, but Martin will try to keep his head a little further above water.
But that's going to be in over a month. Today's challenge is to get to La Crosse. That's about 35 miles. Having finished the tour, Strell and his team load into the van and rush to Put in Point. It's the lock and dam across the bridge in Wisconsin. While his kayakers get ready and ease into the river, Bort rubs sunscreen on his father's face and neck. Strell's goggles seem to have made a permanent dent on the bridge of his nose. A few people from Winona have come to see him off. He sits down on the dock, puts on his flippers, and lowers his goggles.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
See you later.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Safe travels, gentlemen.
He sets a steady pace for several miles. At one point, Strell swims too close to the shore near rocks.
You're getting too close. Martin.
His teammates not only keep him in line, but they keep him laughing, too. They pass a no-wake zone sign, and Hale yells out, "Tell Martin not to make a wake." A passing sand barge throws about a 3-foot wake, but causes no problem for the world-class swimmer. Canoe designer Dave Kruger is paddling along for the morning. He's impressed by Strell's speed. And then, only 45 days to go. Laurel Dooley, Minnesota Public Radio on the Mississippi River near Winona.